Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's featured chamber is the Harford County Chamber of Commerce. And before I get to my first guest, I have the marketing and communications manager for that chamber. I have Kate Rodriguez on the phone. Kate, are you there?
Hi, yes. Good morning.
Kate, good morning. How are you doing today so far?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thank you. Appreciate you calling in. I want to know, can people sign up today for the Harford County Chamber of Commerce if they're not a member yet?
Yes. So any business or organization, nonprofit, and doing business in Harford County can become a member at any time. And to do that, you're just going to head over to harfordchamber.org, and there's a green button at the top that says Join Us, and there's a member application there.
Great. And to make that link easier to get access to, we shared that a little bit ago on our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/WHGMGold. We'll have a link to your actual website and Facebook page where they can find out more information. Do you have anything coming up, Kate?
Yes, we have always quite a few things coming up. So October 5th, we have our Spirit of Thanks event, and that is a free event for any veterans or active duty military in the area. It's going to be just the business community coming together and showing their appreciation for our military. So that's going to be October 5th from 4:30 to 7 at Hopkins Farm Brewery, and any military member, they'll receive food and beer, and it'll just be a great, great time.
So that's this Tuesday. Do people need to register for that in advance, Kate?
Yep. So you're going to, even though it's free for a military, you're going to head over to harfordchamber.org and make sure to register for that.
Okay. So that's harfordchamber.org. And again, we shared the link on our page on Facebook. All right. So that's coming up on Tuesday. Anything else?
So our Harford Award is coming up on October 20th, and we're very excited to be back in person for that event. That's going to be an evening event from 5 to 8, and we're really just celebrating our business community and our Harford Award winners this year. It's going to be at Water's Edge Event Center, and tickets are now available for that as well.
And that's open to non-members as well to attend that?
Yes. Yep. Anyone can register for that.
All right. So they get the tickets right now, and that's happening where?
That is going to be at Water's Edge Event Center in Belcamp.
All right, so just go to harfordchamber.org. So you have a couple big things coming up, it sounds like.
Yes, and always a way to get involved. We have 6 different groups and committees that you can get involved with as a business person or anyone doing business here in Harford County.
Just go to harfordchamber.org and make it simple. Go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGMGold. So the marketing and communications manager for the Harford County Chamber of Commerce, Kate Rodriguez, I want to thank you so much for calling in today to give us a little update about what you guys have coming up. Thank you so much, Kate.
Thank you.
And my actual first guest this morning is Jennifer Myers, the business consultant for Virtually Everywhere LLC. Jennifer, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Jennifer, good morning. How are you doing today so far?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Good. Well, I really appreciate you calling in. Of course, you're with the Harford County Chamber of Commerce, right?
Yes, I am a new member of the Harford County Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, great. And so from what you've seen, would you recommend to someone to join the Harford County Chamber of Commerce, Jennifer?
Well, based on the events that I have participated in to date, I would highly recommend it for folks that are looking to meet other businesses in the area, as well as individuals that could possibly benefit from their services.
And how long has your business been around for?
We kicked off our business in March of 21. We actually spun out of the COVID situation. That's the reason for the name Virtually Everywhere. Ah. The hope was we would be able to help our potential customers and clients have their products and services be available to potential customers.
So really, when you decided to start your business soon after, you reached out to the Harford County Chamber of Commerce to get that going, sounds like.
Oh, absolutely. Since I am not a native to this particular area, I'm a transplant. I have the disadvantage of not having a lot of the social networks. So the chamber, I felt, would be a great way to make some of those introductions to individuals and businesses that I didn't have to really rely upon as a new startup.
Absolutely. You get to meet these people you might not normally meet with. And that's why if you do want more information about them, go directly to their website, harfordchamber.org. To make it simple, like I said earlier, just go to our page on Facebook, facebook.com/WHGMGold. We have a direct link to get you to their actual Facebook page and website. When you click on there, they're going to have access to your stuff. And your direct website is virtuallyeverywherellc.com. And for those that might not have heard of that, you kind of said how you started during COVID. But can you kind of explain what that is that you do virtually everywhere, Jennifer?
Sure. We actually have three key areas that we support various businesses or clients with as it relates to the products and services that they offer. So my role, my specialty, I am what's called the business consultant arm of virtually everywhere. My background, I went to school for chemical engineering, but ended up being one member of a startup that produced some specialized systems. And we did that business for about 15 years. So I advise clients on setting up, structuring their businesses, processes, systems, ways to clearly spell out what it is that they're offering in the various forms of marketing that they might use. Then my other partner that is a key player is responsible for all of the marketing side of things, particularly anything related to online, because as COVID was taking hold, it was really important for our clients to have a way to continue operating their businesses and offering their services in a virtual format. So we were helping them update their websites, creating their Google business page, making marketing materials, ebooks, online services, and programs that they could sell. And then, of course, one of the areas that we really think differentiates ourselves from some of the other marketing entities is that we have our own photographer. And if you are a small business and you work in a local area, being recognizable is extremely important. So rather than using stock photography, having your face everywhere on all of these platforms, we feel is essential to getting that recognition that you need and that you want for continuing to grow your business in your, let's say, county, since we're talking about the Chamber of Commerce.
Absolutely. So then is there a business too small, I guess, or too big that you can't help, I guess?
Actually, smaller businesses really reap the benefits of what we have to offer, enabling them to grow, to become larger businesses. Now, I'm never going to turn away a business from a larger entity. Our roles just change in that regard. So the larger businesses that we support are typically looking to outsource some of their marketing. So we take over their social media management platform. So that's the way we help them versus a smaller startup entity that really just needs to get their foothold online.
And it's the small businesses that make up the community. So that makes sense totally. So if I'm a small business, I'm thinking, yeah, it sounds like I could use your help. What's the best way to get started, first of all?
Well, I am a little old-fashioned. I still like to talk on the phone. So I'm going to encourage everyone to actually pick up the phone and call. Now, I recognize that might be challenging to do if you, let's say, are starting a new business and you work full-time at another entity. So certainly reaching out through the website, www.virtuallyeverywherellc.com, filling out the response form. You'll get a response from us within 24 hours, and we can set up a time to talk.
What is the phone number to call you?
The phone number would be 443-606-3343.
You want to say that one more time?
Absolutely. 443-606-3343.
And they could find that on the website also, like you said, at virtuallyeverywhereLLC.com. And like I said, just go to our page on Facebook to make it simple, facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We're going to have a direct link to get to the Harford County Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page and website. When they click on there, they can have access to your stuff. And so, Jennifer, with today being Saturday, like if someone calls that number today, are you like a typical Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 type of thing? Or when's the best time to call you?
Well, it's funny that you asked that because our form that we ask folks to fill out through the website, we ask that exact same question because everyone's schedules differ. So if someone picks up the phone on a weekend, don't be surprised if we do answer the phone because everyone's time is valuable and we try and make ourselves available when our clients have the time to work on whatever it is they want to work on, whether it's the business consulting, whether it's design, such as developing a logo or business cards or promotional materials, or on the social side of things, which is really important in this day and age.
Or just getting started, setting up a website in general, right? If they don't even have that, you can help them with that.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. And one of the things that our advertising specialist works on is what she calls brand building boot camp. So it's making sure that all of the different pieces, parts that represent your company have the same look, the same feel, and as I mentioned earlier, are recognizable, which is really important. Everybody knows what the Coke logo looks like, and even without the words, you can pick it out. And that's what we want for our clients as well.
So if someone's listening, do you offer like a free consultation if someone just has a question?
Oh, absolutely. As I mentioned before, I am a little old fashioned in that I absolutely enjoy talking and meeting new people. And not every opportunity is one that's a good fit for either them or for us. And the only way to figure that out is through a conversation.
And again, if they want that conversation, what's the phone number to call?
The phone number is 443-606-3344. 1-800-273-8843.
And you can find that directly on the website, virtuallyeverywherellc.com. To make it simple, go to our page on Facebook, facebook.com/WHGM Gold.
Can I say one more thing?
Oh, sure.
Okay. I wanted to say thank you to Doug Hamilton of Vector Security and Dave Joint of Kaizen Painters. Both of those gentlemen I spoke with at a chamber function that I just happened upon out in Bel Air in the April timeframe, and they spoke very highly of becoming a chamber member. It just took us a few months to get to that point where we were able to do so. So we hope to have the same success that they've had working with the chamber.
Oh, great. Well, maybe someone in the future will give you a shout out, Jennifer, after hearing this conversation. So that's why I do want to thank Jennifer Myers, the business consultant for Virtually Everywhere LLC. Thank you so much for calling in to give us more information about what you offer. Thank you, Jennifer.
Oh, thank you for having us. We appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks again, Jennifer. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. And make sure you keep it here. We have the second segment of Chamber Track coming up with Kanika Feaster-Gordon, the Vice President of Workforce Development for Humanum, is next on WHGM Gold. And welcome back to the second segment of Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's featured chamber is the Harford County Chamber of Commerce. And my second guest is Kanika Feaster-Gordon. She's the Vice President of Workforce Development for Humanum. Kanika, are you there?
I am here, Justin. How are you doing?
Kanika, good morning. How are you doing today so far?
I am wonderful.
Great. Well, I really appreciate calling in. Of course, you're with the Harford County Chamber of Commerce, right?
Yes, we are. We're one of the newer members.
Oh, great. And so for what you've seen, would you recommend to a business that's either getting ready to start or been in business for a while to reach out to the Harford County Chamber of Commerce?
You know, I highly recommend it. We went to our very first event about 2 weeks ago, and let me tell you, the warm welcome that I and staff members received was just so wonderful. We already have our first meeting coming up with one of the members so that we can talk more about our program and potential ways to partner. So if anyone is looking for just a great space to network and people who are really business-minded and ready to kind of, you know, connect you to the opportunities in Harford, this is the place to grow and build your brand.
Especially if you want to be involved with the community, it's a great way to be involved with the community. And like you said, to network with these people you might not normally meet with. And so, like I said earlier in the show, if you want more information about them, you go directly to their website, harfordchamber.org. But to make it simple, we shared that link on our Facebook page at facebook.com/WHGM Gold with a direct link to that website and Facebook page. When you click on there, they'll have access to your stuff. And your direct website is humanum.org. And for those who might not have heard of that, Kanika, can you kind of explain what that is that you guys offer?
Yeah, so Humanum has actually been around for 50 years this year, and we open up our doors in Columbia, Maryland, but we actually service individuals throughout Central Maryland. And really what we focus on is human services. So we support those who are in the disability community, persons who are unemployed, underemployed, youth who are looking to get into the workforce. And we do a lot of our services by way of providing programs and support so that people can have financial freedom. And of course, that's defined in a lot of different ways for different people. But at the end of the day, we really want to make sure that people have the opportunity to receive the skills and the supports that they need to become successful members of our society.
Do you have like a centralized location where people go to for this help?
So we're all across Central Maryland, but I will say that a predominant amount of our services take place in Howard County, Baltimore County, and Baltimore City. And then we have some other regions that we do some of our work within, Harford County being actually one of our newer regions that we're doing services in. Of course, because of the pandemic, we've had to also make that pivot where some of our services in person are now virtual. But as things are starting to change in the space, we're starting to open our doors and really work more one-on-one with individuals.
And for Harford County, I heard there's a program coming up where like you're going to offer some type of training?
Yes. You know, we have actually started to do a lot of work in the Harford County area. We started out with a youth program that focused on youth with disabilities and really helping those youth who are in their senior year of high school and ready to make that transition to full adulthood, really supporting them and being able to identify the appropriate career that might be a great match for them. And then just most recently, we decided to take our administrative assistant training program, which has been in operation for the past 6 years in the Baltimore City and County area, and expand it to Harford County. And so the one thing that we love about this particular training program is that we are partnered with a lot of great community partners, one being the EPI Center and in Aberdeen, and they're also located in Edgewood. But we're also working with Harford Community College, with Susquehanna Works, which is one of the workforce partners on the ground. We've been able to get some support through the Drescher Foundation, who's helping to make this training happen. And over the next 3 years, we're looking to train women women and men who are interested in professional careers as an administrative assistant. It's a 9-week training program open to Harford County residents from the ages of 18 to 40. And we're looking for those persons who are interested in work in a career. So we're not just talking about a job, but we're actually partnered with different employers such as the Kaiser Permanente, Upper Chesapeake Medical, and several others to ensure that once people come through our 9-week training and they receive their 2 nationally recognized certifications, one is a Microsoft Office specialist that comes from Microsoft, and the second is a professional office manager certification from the Administrative Society of Admin Professionals. And so that coupled with all the other skill sets that we give persons in this training would help them to get placed into some rewarding careers at either Kaiser or Upper Chesapeake and several other employers that are interested in taking part in this program. Some of our members of the chamber. So it's wonderful to see how we're able to make this a community hiring program that's really focused on getting people an amazing career.
Wow, that's amazing. And that training program, again, is free, right?
It is free. And when you think about the cost of a Microsoft Office Specialist certification, again, for Microsoft, or if you were to take a class at Harford Community College, they're actually the person teaching this particular course, that's a cost. You know, going to a professional admin program that's internationally known, there's a huge cost there. So because of the support from the Drescher Foundation, also support from Maryland Department of Labor and the Earn Maryland Grant Program, those funds have been helping us out. We also have received some funding from the Harford County Women's Giving Circle, as well as Aberdeen Proven Ground Federal Credit Union. And so again, you know, having those supports from the community and from foundations and other grantors has really helped to provide a quality program for free. And actually, we're an award-winning program. We've got our first award this past year. So we're excited of bringing the same types of opportunities and outcomes that we've experienced in Baltimore City and Baltimore County into the Harford County region for residents there.
Congratulations on getting that award.
Thank you. Absolutely. Yeah, we're excited about that one.
Is this program virtually, or is everyone going to a location for this?
So we're keeping our ear to the low by way of what's happening in the space, but we are planning on having this program in person. The program will be taking place, again, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. at the Epicenter in Aberdeen.
Okay.
So they're our partner, and so folk will come in person. We have the space set up where people will be safe and socially distanced within reason, but we're looking forward to being able to bring all of our partners into the space. And if we have to go virtual, and there would be some virtual opportunities, because we do realize that administrative assistance, especially since the pandemic, that role has changed a little bit. So now we are providing individuals with a little bit more skills around what would you do, how would you support your team if you happen to be working in a virtual space or a hybrid model. But we're looking forward to seeing people in person, and that's an exciting thing.
So when does this program start, Kanika?
So our program is starting soon. We're actually enrolling individuals right now who are interested. The program will run from November the 15th through January the 14th of 2022. And so all individuals will have to do is just go to our website at humanum.org and look up our administrative assistant program. So just search administrative assistant or career training, and they will see the flyer with all the information as far as eligibility. And there's a QR code. So it's really simple to apply. You just scan that code, fill in an interest form, and a member from our team would actually be in touch and kind of walk people through the next steps of the process.
So are there any certain requirements people need in order to access this program, Kanika?
Oh, that's a wonderful question, Justin. So actually, we're looking for persons who are Harford County residents. They must be able to show proof that they live in Harford County. Our preferred age is 18 to 41. We're looking for persons who are unemployed or underemployed, and they have a high school diploma or GED. We would be looking for persons who either have worked before in the administrative field or maybe have great customer service skills, or just looking to kind of get into a strong career by way of the admin program. And we do prefer that people have some familiarity with the computer. So this is going to be a computer certification that we're going to give out. So having those skills in Microsoft Word or Excel or just basic computer skills will be very, very important.
And again, that's humanum.org, humanim.org. And to make it simple, if you go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGM Gold, we have a direct link to get to the Harford County Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page and website. When you click on there, they're going to have access to your stuff. For more information, is there a cutoff date to sign up for this, Kanika?
So we're obviously, seats are limited given this free opportunity. So we're just asking people to please express interest as soon as possible, or at least share the information with somebody else that they know is looking for a career. I will say that because we're starting November the 15th and there is a process by way of a background check and drug test, and there's other assessments that are taken for this training, that we would like to have people in place by October, the mid to end of October. So let's just say October the 20th, just to ensure that people are prepared for the November the 15th start.
Okay, so they can find out more information about that on your website. So if they want more information about what different services you offer in general, is there a phone number that people can call?
Yes, they can definitely call us at 410-381-7171. Again, that's 410-381-7171. And also, we do have some employment opportunities too. So if persons are not interested in a career training, we do have our social enterprise by the name of City Seeds. It does a lot of culinary work. They have a new contract that's working with the Aberdeen Proven Ground. And so for persons who are interested in culinary types of positions, if they again could call the number, we can let them know about some of the job opportunities that we do have on the ground.
If someone calls that number today, with today being Saturday, is someone around later on today, or would they get a call back like on Monday?
So great question, Justin. So they should leave a message and they would get a phone call on Monday.
Okay. So what was that phone number one more time?
The number again is 410-381-7171.
And you can find that and all the other services that you offer directly on the website, humanum.org. And to make it simple, go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGM Gold.
Again, if anybody knows of persons who would be interested in our admin program or employment, they again just spread the word. It's really important, especially during this time, post-pandemic, kind of still in the pandemic, that we do whatever we can do to help our neighbors find great employment opportunities.
Absolutely.
And that's what we'd love to do.
Absolutely. And that's why you're the vice president of the workforce development for Humanum. So that's why, Kanika Feaster-Gord, I want to thank you so much for calling in today to give us more information about what you're offering and what you guys do. Thank you so much, Kanika.
Thank you so much, Justin.
Oh, my pleasure. Have a great day. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
You too.
And make sure you keep it here. We have the third and final segment of Chamber Track coming up with Latasha Annan. She's the owner of Essential Wellness, next on WHGM Gold. And welcome back to the third and final segment of Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's featured chamber is the Harford County Chamber of Commerce. And my third guest is Latasha Annan. She's the owner of Essential Wellness. Latasha, are you there?
I am here, Justin. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely, Latasha. Thank you for calling in. How's it going today so far?
It's going well. Thank you so much. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right, thank you. I appreciate you calling in. Of course, you're with the Harford County Chamber of Commerce, right?
Yes, I am. That is correct.
Absolutely. Or else you would not be on this show, of course. But how long have you been with them about, Latasha?
I have been with the Chamber for about 1 year now.
Okay. So from what you've seen, would you recommend to others listening to check out the Chamber?
Absolutely. You know, I feel that being connected with the Chamber has really helped me to be out there in the community. The partnerships and the relationships and just the community as a whole has been amazing. You know, there's so many people that's willing to help you get started and help you get connected. It really has been amazing.
Especially when you're involved in the community, you get to meet these people you might not normally meet with, for sure.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%.
And I know during COVID, especially, they were giving like latest tips and stuff, and they were keeping people connected that way. So it's worth checking out, right?
Absolutely. There's a wealth of knowledge, not just community, but there's so much important information that's put out there as well.
Yeah, it really is worth checking out. Like I've been saying all morning, if you do want more information, go directly to the website, harfordchamber.org. And to make it simple, we shared that link earlier this morning on our Facebook page, facebook.com/WHGM Gold. When they click on there, they have access to your stuff. And so for those that might not have heard of Essential Wellness, can you kind of explain, Latasha Annan, what that is, since you're the owner of that?
Yeah, so Essential Wellness is a company that I recently started. So I am a nurse. I've been a nurse for about 18 years, and my husband had suffered from a debilitating condition called fibromyalgia.
Oh, sorry.
No worries. He's doing great now. Thank you.
Good.
But because of his condition, we had a friend of ours who said that we should try some products. Now, you got to know that we was very skeptical about trying the products because he had gone to so many doctors. He had seen many specialists, was on tons of medications. Mm-hmm. And, you know, throughout the years, we really didn't have any answers. So even though we were seeing all the people, we were left with no answers. So it got to a point where we kind of really accepted that this was going to be his way of life. And when I say his way of life, it was his days was plagued with being depressed, having anxiety, muscle pain, joint pain, bone pain, chronic brain fog. It was difficult for him to have relationships with other people. I lived with him, so I understood everything that he was going through from my point of view, but other people couldn't understand that because he would be one way this day and then another way the next day. And it was something that was completely out of his control. So again, a friend of mine had introduced us to some products that was minerals and vitamins. And again, we were very skeptical, like, this cannot be a solution. You know, we were so used to the traditional way of taking medications, looking for that as a solution. So we did, you know, one day we went on and we purchased the products, and the outcome was completely amazing. And it's kind of unbelievable that within 3 days of taking the minerals and the vitamins that he had taken, his condition had completely turned around.
Wow.
It's amazing. And I know for someone who doesn't know him before, it would be kind of hard to believe that his condition could be changed so drastic from just minerals and vitamins. But I decided to partner with the company who produces the products because of the quality of the products. Like, you may think, like, oh, I can just go get some supplements from CVS or Rite Aid, but the way that these supplements are enveloped and developed, that makes it amazing. That sets it apart. The quality is amazing.
And they're all natural products.
They are all natural products. You know, it's unbelievable. And not only were these products able to address one thing, but they were able to address multiple things. And because of that, his quality of life has changed. He is no longer the man that he was 2 years ago, or even a year ago, or even a year ago.
Wow.
He's no longer that man. I can remember times where I told you in the beginning that I was a nurse, where I would come home and physically have to, I felt like I had another patient at home, where I had to physically bathe him. I had to physically help him walk up the steps and do just normal things like that, that some people just do without thinking. So it was taxing on me. It was depressing for him to see that his wife has to help him with these small mundane things. And we've been together for 21 years now. So it really put a strain on our marriage. So I'm very grateful that I was able to come across these products and that we stepped out on faith and decided to go ahead and try them and not be stuck in our ways of looking to traditional medicine for an answer.
And what type of products are they? Are they pills? Are they lotions? Is it like an inhaler, you know, like, or is it a variety?
So it is a variety. There are some products that come in a pill form, which is actually a capsule, actually. There are some that come in a liquid. There are some amazing sprays. So another thing that he struggled with was not being able to sleep, not being able to enter a deep sleep, and not being able to stay asleep. So one of the things that he used was a sleep spray. And, you know, you may already know that when you get a good night's sleep, you feel refreshed and ready to go in the morning time versus tossing and turning all night, not being able to sleep. Like, your body, your muscles, your cells, you can't, they are not able to regenerate overnight. So you wake up tired. And when you can't sleep one day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, that becomes hard. So his sleep was being able to be addressed. He also has some gut issues. So one of the products is biotics. Most people are probably familiar with the term probiotic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the biotics in the supplements, they have prebiotic and probiotic.
Okay, so it sounds like you found these products, it worked out, and now you're offering it to other people. So is there like a checklist, I guess, if people go to the website and say, yeah, I'm feeling this and this and this, and I feel like I should get this, or would they call someone for a consultation, or how does that work, Latasha?
Well, one thing that I want to say, that I'm not saying that these products, they cure, treat, I'm not trying to diagnose anything. I'm just sharing, you know, how these products impacted my husband. But yes,
okay,
people could go to our website and take a look at the products. There's a very detailed description there. If it's something that someone is interested in, they can get in contact with me via a phone, and I can share some product sheets with them, and then they can then, you know, take that product sheet and give it to their provider, because we all are built different, right? We all have different medical things going on. So nothing will be like, it's not a one size fit all. So I would suggest that anyone who's interested in a product would take the product sheet to their provider and then have their provider look over that and consider everything else that they are experiencing from a medical standpoint and see if, you know, that product would be a good fit for them.
Okay, that makes sense. So if people call that number, is that like a free consultation through you, Latasha?
Yes, people can call 410-226-8018. And they will be connected with either myself or another representative. And we can, you know, provide some detailed information about the product.
What was that phone number again?
That phone number is 410-226-8018.
And they can find that directly on the website, which is directly shop.myqsciences.com/essentialwellness. But to make it very simple, if you just go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGM Gold, we have a direct link to get you to the Harford County Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page and website. When you click on there, they have access to your stuff for more information. So if someone calls that number today, Latasha, because it's Saturday, would they hear back from someone today, or would it be like on Monday or the next day? How's that work?
Nope, we typically respond within 4 hours.
Within 4 hours?
Absolutely.
Okay, so again, so what's that phone number one more time?
That phone number is 410-226-8018.
And again, you can find that directly on the website, which if you go directly, it's shop.myqsciences.com/essentialwellness. But to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook, facebook.com/WHGM Gold.
Just want to thank you again, Justin, for inviting me and having me. And my desire is for everyone to really, we have products for everyone, whether it's the five-year-old, whether it's a middle-aged person who feel like, oh, I'm really healthy. It's maintenance. Like a lot of times we take action. We are reactive. So we take action when something happens. But, you know, just like a car has to be maintained. Our bodies is the same way. You don't want to wait till you break down to take action. You want to get ahead of the game. So even if you are that healthy 40-year-old or that healthy 50-year-old man or woman, like there is something for you. So my desire is to really to just share with anybody that will listen to me. So that is my goal, to just share these products with everyone everywhere.
Wow, it sounds amazing. So again, what's that phone number one more time, Latasha?
That number is 410-226-8018.
All right. So you can call for more information. So that's why I do want to thank the owner of Essential Wellness, Latasha Annan. Thank you so much for calling in today. Give us more information about some of the products and services you offer. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me, Justin.
Oh, my pleasure. And that's going to do for us here at Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. And until next time, have a great day.